Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kimmy T, and we are back. I'm calling it the Dream House, but we're going to do a little talking today. What are we going to be talking about? The fact that for so many years, I was quick to deny how old I am. I was like, no, I'm not really that old. I'm really not that old. Like, no way. Like, I'm parking it at 27. That was my big thing, is that I had said, oh, you know, I'm just kind of parking it here at 27. Well, recently I had to give that up because it finally happened. I got dumped for my age. My age was a factor in why a really cool guy just decided to say, I can't do no more. The first thing out of his mouth was like, give me your age. In that moment, I was heartbroken because it was something that I had never really paid attention to. I had never really given any credit to. And for that to be the reason why somebody doesn't want to see me or date me. Ouch. 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 So since then, I've just been telling everybody, hey, guess what? I'm turning 40 this year. I'm just putting it out there. I'm turning 40. And we're going to deal with it. I can't stop the clock. I can't stop myself from turning 40. I don't even know what 40 is supposed to feel like. I am the most beautiful I have ever been in my life at 39. I am the smartest I have ever been at 39. I know more about exactly who I am at this age right now. I doubt I would even like the 29-year-old self or the 27-year-old self. But it got me thinking, it's like, was I attractive and attracting these younger men because I had considered myself so young without considering that they actually see me for exactly who I am? It's not going to stop me from finding love. But my age is something that I never thought I'd have to think about. I never thought about it. Considered myself timeless. But you know, men, they want young. They want fertile and the quintessential young lady to be by their side. And like, I know in this case, dating somebody 10 years older, it just, for him, it just made him uncomfortable. And I respect that. I do respect it. I don't have to like it, but I respect it. And I have no regrets. I have absolutely no regrets. And he's still fantastic, despite his feelings towards me, but you know, I should have known. He's a Cancer, so Cancers want families, they want to be husbands, they want to do all that. And at 29, yeah, maybe he's, I don't know what he's thinking. But as I said, it was the first time ever in my life that my age was a factor. And so now I own it. I tell everybody I'm 39. The clock says I'm going to be 40. The clock says I'm going to be 40. The clock says I'm going to be 40. I just don't feel it. And everybody's, and now comes the thing with, oh, you look good for your age. Oh, you look so good for your age. I look good, period. If you thought I was 26, 32, 42, whatever, I look good. So I'm just going to own it. Just let everybody know up front. Oh, and by the way, I'm 39. Oh, by the way, I'm 39. So I don't know. I don't know, lady. I don't have an answer for this one. This is not an episode or about having the answers. It's really what I'm going through. And it's a big shift. It's a big shift to have to... It's just a shift. Shifting to the 39. I'm calling it 30 fine, because time doesn't exist. And who knows? Who knows? Who knows what happens with me? Just a quick update. Totally single. Totally not talking or dating anybody seriously. It's July. It's January 24th, 2019. And the quest goes on. The quest continues. Moving forward. It's the life and times of Kimmy T inside the Dream House. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.